What's going on, babe? Welcome to Evolved. My name is Coach Christine, women's online health and fitness coach, personal development junkie, and just an overall badass babe. My mission is to help women just like you who struggle with overwhelm in their health and fitness, want to get rid of the muffin top, ditch the binge eating, and get back under 200 pounds for good. On this podcast, I'll be dropping weekly episodes discussing a variety of topics, including mindset, self-worth, healing, relationships, health and fitness, to help you fit back into those jeans you've held on to for years. Wherever you are in your journey, babe, come as you are. The Badass Babe Squad is here to support. Now let's get into it. Yo, babes, welcome back to another episode of Evolved. I want to just dive right into it today. Consistency. Oof. That is the mother of the struggle. Consistency. I had a client reach out to me and her question, or it was a statement followed by a question. I'm horrible at tracking. So she's talking about tracking her nutrition, which to me is the start of the whole process. Well, actually the start would be your mindset, but then consistency with tracking your nutrition, because what you do not measure, you cannot manage. And if you don't know how many calories you're taking in, how much protein, carbs, and fat, it's really hard to make progress because you don't know if you're getting the right amount of calories for what your goal is. So if your goal is fat loss, then you want to be eating less calories than your body is burning. If your goal is muscle growth, then you're going to need to be in a calorie surplus. So you're going to be needing to eat more calories than your body is burning so that your body has something to build with, right? Otherwise, it's like trying to build a house with no nails. You're going to get nowhere. So her question, I'm horrible at tracking. How do I become more consistent? I'm great at working out, but the food in me, it's like a chore. And I feel that. And this was my answer to her, went like this. Consistency. That's a great question. Clarity comes before consistency. So what do you want? And I'm not talking about, I want to lose 10 pounds or I want to be under 200 pounds. Like, I'm not talking about a scale goal because that's not even a thing. Like, you can set your goals on that and it can be a measuring stick for your progress, but that's not your end game. If you peel back the layers of that onion and you lean in and go deeper, what's the outcome you're looking for? It's not the number on the scale, because I can prove this to you, because if I came to your house, let's say you wanted that scale to just be under 200 pounds, like that's your goal. You want it to be under 200 pounds, 199.999, and your life is made. It's all gravy. You're happy. Life is good. So I come to your house at night and I fuck with your scale so that when you get on it in the morning, it says 199.9. Are you going to feel any different if your body is still the same? No, you're not. You're going to feel the exact same way. That's like, let's say it's your birthday and you're turning 45 tomorrow and you're stressed out because tomorrow you're going to be 45. It doesn't, you're like an hour older when you turn 45. Do you feel any different? No, you don't. You're still the same person. You're just an hour older. So the number on the scale is not what you're looking for, babe. It's the feeling. It's the confidence. It's the self-love. Like, those are the end game of what you're looking for. It's not a number on the scale. So my answer to this, babe, this client that I coach, was clarity comes before consistency. So what do you want? What are your goals? What drives you deep down? Not just a number on the scale. What do you actually want? Go deep. Not the surface level, I just want to lose 10 pounds and I'll be happy. That's not what it is. You're looking for either a look in the mirror or a feeling in your body or a clothes size that you want to put on. Because when we pick a weight goal, it's arbitrary. It doesn't matter, especially if it's something that you used to be. Like, let's say in high school, I weighed 160. So I want to weigh 160 pounds now. But in high school, my body was a lot different. I hadn't have had twins in high school, and I was in a different place in life. My body is not going to look like it did when I was in high school. And you know what? Even when I was in high school, I thought I was fat. That was what I was led to believe. I weighed more than most of my friends. Well, all of my friends, I would say, and was called fatty. And I believed it. I took it on myself. So that's a different topic for a different day, but zooming out, it's not the number on the scale. You will never get back to you could get back to that number, but your body's going to look different. You're going to feel different, especially if now you're a mom and you've got so much going on in your life and you've been through a lot. It's never going to be the same as it was before. So let's set a new goal of self-love and self-acceptance and confidence and giving ourselves permission to live our true authentic life and love ourselves and not worry about what other people think or if someone else likes us. I like me, and that's what matters. So let's work towards that goal. And that's your fire. That becomes your do or die to achieve that. And being consistent and compliant becomes a whole lot easier when you know your why and you know what you're working towards, more than just a number on the scale that's going to frustrate the fuck out of you when you step on the scale and it goes up 0.5 pounds than it did from yesterday because you haven't pooped yet today, or you maybe ate a few more carbs than yesterday, or you did a more intense workout, or your period is coming, or all of these factors that could play into that number on the scale. The number on the scale doesn't define you, babe. So let's strip it down and get down to the base root of what do you actually want? Go all in on that, burn the boats. It becomes do or die to achieve that. That's the level you need to play at. Point of no return. So let's get there. If you need some help with that, if you need help getting there, babe, if you need some help getting clarity, if you need someone to hold a mirror for you and show you the shit that you're doing, shoot me a message. I got you. I hope this was valuable for you guys. If you had a life shifting moment right now with me here, if I melted your mind a little bit, if I shone a light on something that you weren't looking at and now you've seen it and you can't unsee, now you have to do something about it now that you're aware of it. If you had that moment, please do me a favor, share this on your social media and let others know. Let others have that same moment as you just had. I appreciate you. Thanks for tuning in and we'll see you on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Evolved. If you got value today, you can show me some love by screenshotting this episode and tag me on Instagram at CoachXTeenCardenas and let me know your biggest takeaway. If you want to work with me to hit your goals, shoot me a message while you're sharing and let's get the convo started. Until next time, much love.